Blog Talk
Cue the
Radio.
Luther. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's Empowerment Saturday. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you live in color. We got a show for you today. You won't want to miss it. The fire's been lit and the torch has been passed. We're going to talk about election 2020. Come on. Man, I feel good. I feel real good. You better know it. Welcome, welcome to Empowerment Saturday. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm feeling a little fancy over here today. I'm not celebrating, but I'm happy, and I'm happy for a reason. So we're going to talk about that today. But first, let's get into the NAAEA. The NAAEA is the National African American Empowerment Association. And its mission is to improve the black community, black, African-American, you name it, right? If you got African ancestry that comes from the lineage of slavery, then we're talking to you, right? Our people. We're going to improve the lives of our people each day, one day at a time. And that's 65 plus 300 of how we're going to do it and what we're going to do. How we're going to do it? Politics. Right? The importance of politics, the political system and understanding it, right? What that means, having a political agenda. And I will say people showed up for the vote, but we'll get into that. Our economic agenda, right, that goes parallel and works parallel to that political agenda, right, where you got to have some resources coming in, because if you ain't got no money, you ain't got no honey. That's another subject. We're talking about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education under athletics. And then we're going to talk about culture and the importance of culture. And then lastly, we're going to impact our community by doing one thing, and that's educating our people. And that is what we must do in order to be successful. And now, without further delay, on this celebratory day for a lot of reasons, we're going to invite my brother in. Stan Macklin, are you there?
Man, I'm not only here, but I'm rejoicing. I'm happy because for once and for all, the divisive force and the opposition against people of progress is over with. It's over with. This here was a collective effort of people coming together to make a difference, man. And I want to just commend, man, those millions of young protesters that went out into the streets to boldly declare enough is enough concerning the death of George Floyd. Mm-hmm. They seen the light, man, and they made a difference. They made a difference. And then, of course, all those ones who had 8 years up under Obama, they were able to vote. And so it just all came together, man. The suburban women, they realized that this man has a personality problem and constantly putting down women. Period. Mm. And they also realized that enough is enough. So, and then above all, man, according to the scripture, it says God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. That's exactly what has taken place. And so it doesn't stop here. We can't rest in Zion and say, well, okay, we won this one. No, we got to work now like ever before to continue to make a difference, because the country is divided, man. It's divided big time. Big time.
You got that. You got that right. Man, I'm going to say this, man. I am so excited. Again, the importance, and I'm going to tell you this over and over again, we have to understand if you're going to live in this country, right? And
that's
what
right.
they call a representative democracy, you better be prepared
right.
to participate, right? So just imagine if we didn't come out, right?
Right.
Trump would still be the president. That's why they don't want
yeah.
you to vote. That's why they don't want you to know
right.
the power to vote. And
yeah.
if we continue
yeah.
to understand how to utilize our political power, then we can make change on all levels. And that's what's most important, how to make change in this system of what they call a
right.
electoral democracy, right? We don't got to like
that's
all
right.
of those people who run up there, but let's start running some people up the flagpole and let's get our agenda on board. Brother, 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 I am so, so fired up today. Man, you know, I walked
oh.
past the television and I saw Biden was elected president and I had to stop and pause for a moment. Right. And I had to think about, one, the opportunity now that the first black female vice president, right,
yes,
in this country.
That's right. That's another historic chapter. We just, man, there's so much to be grateful for. This man has been in politics over 40 years. He knows the Senate, he knows Congress, and he served faithfully under Obama, you know, for 8 years. And you know, but when your time has come, your time has come. It's here, and now is his time. And you know, people are making all kind of crazy projections that. You know, he ain't going to live that long and all like this. He's going to live as long as God allowed him to live.
Got that
to
right.
Do his will on earth. And it just makes a difference, man. You know, it says when the wicked, they in authority, man, the people are sad.
Hmm.
The righteous are and it makes people happy, and it does, man. And so we have a lot to be thankful for. It just got to the place, man, that it just was things that was said and done that was uncalled for. It was presidency.
Man, that dude wasn't presidential at all.
No.
Right.
No.
Fish out of water.
You know. Yeah. Right. Out of water. You said that. And. But there, you know, it just created so much division. And God is not the author of confusion, but of peace and love and of a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it just makes a difference. We can make a difference when we really put our minds together to do it. So we need to go
you
to the line.
You got that right.
We need to go,
yeah, we need to go to the line, right? So, hey, this is a potluck today, right? Well, it's on you people, but we're talking about the 2020 election. Where do we go from here? The black vote, right? How it played an important role in the decision that was made, that the country has spoken, right? The importance of political participation on all levels for us, and the first black female vice president, which is historical. And lastly, can we have peace? Now that we got Trump out the way for maybe 4 years, well, I think we can't rest on our laurels. We got to get busy. All right, let's go to the lines. It's on you today, people. I'm starting with 9282. You're at the top of the deck, and you're first today. Welcome to the Empowerment Network, 365 days. Marvin Rohn and Stan Macklin, 9282. Are you there?
Yes, I am, my brothers. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, brothers.
And, assalamu alaikum. May peace be
unto you. Walaikum assalam, my brother.
Let me just say, and I don't want to throw water on the fire.
Oh, don't you throw
fire.
No water on this fire, brother. Let the fire burn. The torch has been passed. Don't you, you dousing today? Go ahead, brother.
It's,
you know what?
Just,
I want to say this, right, for everybody that's listening. It's a free space for us to talk about whatever we want to talk about. I was just kidding, right? This is a space where whatever we feel and whatever we think is wide open.
Right.
We can't knock you. You go right ahead.
Right.
I think the biggest hit that was taken today or this week or so, whatever, is the unification of black people.
Okay, let's talk about it.
All my life, every time black folk try to gather behind something when white folks don't apparently piss us off,
mm-hmm.
white folks throw us a bone, and then all of a sudden, we ain't black no more. The unification not needed anymore. See, and I realized this
week black?
Myself. I realized this week myself that when the world sees us, they see black people. They
mm-hmm.
see people of
mm-hmm.
color. But what the world does not see, well, I guess they see it in our action and how we play it out, but most of us don't realize it and recognize it. We white-minded.
Uh-oh.
We are white-minded. We are our master's children. We speak
how we
his
got
language.
That way.
We have we speak his language. We have his names. We worship his God. He's taught us. It'll be hard pressed for any black person in this country, in the sound of our voices, to tell me one thing they have learned in life that they did not learn from white folks. Now, don't tell me your grandmother taught you, your granddaddy taught you, because that came from white folks, from the plantation. Because we were taught. We are white minded. Just look at it. We are thinking about a better way to make the system that enslaved us, that still controls us and dictates everything we know and do us. We're thinking about ways to improve that system.
We built this place, man.
You built it under the guidance of your master.
I'm not knocking you, brother. All I'm saying is our ancestors built this country, and we got every right to participate and make it what it should be for them.
What should it be? See, and that's my point. What should it be? When we start talking about what should it be, we go to our white minds, and it's coming up with ideas that our masters would come up with, because he is in us. He has raised us. You know what I'm saying? And if he, as some folks say, he is the devil, then we've been raised and nurtured and cured by the devil.
The devil is your daddy.
The devil is our daddy. We love everything about our daddy. And we can't think independent of our daddy. That's why we say, okay, Joe Biden is elected now. We're all happy again, and we're going to go back. And you talk black unity. It's why?
We ain't going
because
back.
We
got work to do, brother. We got work to do to make our communities better. Whether Trump was the president or Biden was the president, we got work to do.
It's imperative as a people that we come together. That's what
well,
the
let's talk about that.
Let's
talk about that.
It's imperative that we come together.
Right. So
it's a fact.
So,
what the brother's talking about is indoctrination. It's a fact. We've been
mm-hmm.
indoctrinated.
That's right.
That's why I say we're all racist, because we've been raised up and participated in a racist society. But we don't have to be a practicing racist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. We have a consciousness, and we take that consciousness and we prevail. We don't succumb to the forces of divisiveness and innuendos and stupidity. We don't do that. And so yes, we've been indoctrinated, but there comes a time when we realize enough is enough. We know we've been culturally stripped and all like that, and we've
mm-hmm.
regained a lot. We regained a lot, but we don't quit crying over spilled milk. It happened, and it's a reality. And you know, the way we can make a difference is starting with yourself.
That's
start
right.
with yourself. Draw a circle and say, this is where I begin, and get in it. Start right here. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So, yes, we may not be talking. We may be talking not our native language. We may be talking the king's language. But we have to understand that we are a chosen people. We are the original people of the earth. And it's time that we get back to our position. It's more than just trying to say, as I always say, get in to fit in. We have to stand in the gap, in a God-appointed place, and make a difference. That's what it's about.
You know that's my position.
Hold on for a second, brother. Hold on right there. I want to come back to you, right? So hold right there, because I thank you for kicking off the show. But we're going to slide on over to our Willie Lynch moment, which is perfect for what we're talking about now. But we're going to come back to you, brother, because I like what you're saying. We have lost our original mind, and so
that's
we
right.
have to be able to regain our original black mind. Now, I'm going
to
ask him when we come back what that is. But let's go to Brother George. Brother George, are you there for the Willie Lynch moment? The deck is packing. Brother George.
Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. I'm here.
Welcome.
And thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for the invitation. And thanks for the opportunity one more time to do something in relation to Willie Lynch. Now, this particular book that I'm going to speak out of today is definitely it's associated with politics, and it's also associated with Willie Lynch. Everything that is something that can help to disintegrate the Willie Lynch chip that's in us is dealing with Willie Lynch. The name of this book is The Politics of Self, The Living Constitution by Torrence Mathis. Now, the segment I'm going to speak out of today is talking about the Republican Party, but you can mix them both in together because they basically are the same thing. The right-wing Republican Party is symbolized by the elephant. We will show further evidence through this part, and it has a part separating the Y, meaning part U, symbol, how we are being divided and psychologically conditioned. Elephant contains two words, Aleph and Ant. Aleph is a Hebrew word which means union, power, strength, instruction, and learning. A very great number, an ox, one broken and trained. That's what Aleph is. Ant has an English origin in the word, which means to cut off. Ant also means any black, brown, or red insects, generally wingless, that live in colonies with a complex division of labor by groups. Now, you know that the ants are very sophisticated, and they got all these different kind of worker ants and cow ants and all of this. So that's what they're talking about, that we're broken down into labor divisions. Hence, elephant can mean, in the true sense of the word, the cutting off of black, brown, and red labor groups from union, power, strength, instruction, and learning. Mm-hmm. And especially in recent years, the Republican Party, or part Y, part U, or party of the elephant, has been noted for breaking the power and strength of labor unions, of groups. Systematically, we know that the elephant, one of the largest mammals, can be broken and trained through psychological conditioning. This same conditioning exists amongst the masses of the people. The masses of the people, like the elephant, have the strength and power through unity to pull away from the small percentage of business controllers, but they, the masses, do not, because psychologically, they do not know the strength nor power of their unity. This condition keeps the masses from freedom and civil rights because they have been divided in their perception of themselves. This condition makes it easy to be cut off from their union, power, strength, self-instruction, and learning in this state of mental division. Freedom is psychologically taken and civil rights destroyed. Now, I know I said a lot in that, but basically, you know, I mean, if you were following everything that I said, basically they were saying that you're not just a slave through the enslavement system that we went through. You're also made slaves through the systems that they have in this country that's set up to keep you powerless anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that right there is some food for thought. I'm quite sure you can go back and re-listen to what it is that we speak about today, but just, you know, kind of let that sink into your mind about what I said. And thanks again, brother.
Thank you, Brother George, for a wonderful segment. Guess what? Go back and pay attention to what he's talking about. Again, it is true we've been conditioned, but we must educate ourselves, because guess what? That's our job. Stan, I'm going to slide on over here to 4756.
Right.
4756. Again, Brother George, thank you for that Willie Lynch moment. It's an education piece. It's a part of education. Check out episodes 1 through 15 coming up on what slavery has done to us when you get a chance. 4756, Marvin Rohn and Stan Macklin, are you available for conversation?
Hey, this is Brother Warren, New Orleans, wake up.
Brother Warren, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here. I just want to briefly share my thoughts. Imagine a plantation where the slaves, you know, talk about running away and creating their own, but they have a new overseer. Now, all the other overseers were okay, but this overseer was just brutal and talked to them any kind of way. And finally, that overseer got fired, and they saw the new overseer, who was like all the previous overseers. They were a little nicer than the one they just got fired. And so they start celebrating and jumping up and down the plantation and forgetting about running away. Well, I feel like that today. I feel like a slave, feel like jumping up and down the beach. and then go back to discussing on how to run away from the plantation.
I think that
Biden and Kamala Harris are going to be overseers of the plantation we need to run away from. But the overseer we just had was just too doggone disruptive and just really, you know. So, I mean, that's what I said. We're going to go back to analyzing and critiquing the racist nature of this system and how the president-elect and his vice president are protectors of that. So that's what that is. But I really have it out for, I'm really gunning for, no pun intended, however you take that, these black Trump supporters. They have to be outed. There has to be a purge going on now. So let me tell you what was going on in the community. The right-wing establishment had infiltrated the conscious level of the community. So let me show you the different teams they had. Team A. Team A was the traditional black conservative who articulate the importance of economics. So they pushed Trump. That's Team A. Team B was a group called ADOS who took on the reparations motto, used it to rally innocent blacks, but yet promote anti-African and anti-black immigrant group stuff while supporting Trump.
Hmm.
Team C was a group who called themselves Native Americans. That black people come from America and don't come from Africa. Strange group that has come up over the last couple of years. Don't know where they come from. And some kind of way they were participating and supporting the ADOS element. Group D. Now this is the other group D. Group D is a group of people with African names. They wear dreadlocks and all that. They even talk about going to Africa promoting Trump. These were the infiltration elements that were operating on Twitter, YouTube channels, and right here on Blog Talk Radio with some of the callers who would call in and sit up among us like they're concerned about the community, but yet push Donald Trump. Well, my message to you, black Donald Trump supporters, it didn't work. It didn't work. So you might have to give back the money to the Trump campaign that someone paid you with. The African-American community said, we don't want our churn around people like you.
Mm.
And we have to now be very attentive to all of these little movements that pop up on YouTube channels that look innocent. They look like they're promoting the welfare of black people, but they are part of a network of right-wing conservative agenda. That's what's going on, you all. We've got to be very attentive to this because they were very successful, in my opinion, this time. They were successful in creating a larger – see, the whole goal was black voter suppression. Peel away a percentage of black votes so that it could help Trump. That's what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Black voter suppression in the guise of black people pretending like they are part of the black community, and they are. And oh, here go another one. Oh, we so mad with the Democratic Party. See, that was a little rallying cry. The Democratic Party has betrayed black people, so I'm just mad as a black male. And so what? So what's the stupidity there? Trump is your leader, isn't that sad?
Yeah, that is quite sad.
So I just want to say that the slaves are jumping up and down because the old overseer done got fired. They're going to have a new overseer that kind of smiles nice, and he got a pretty little assistant with him. So everybody jumping up and down. I might go out there and jump up and down, too, for a little bit.
But I'll be back
analyzing the corruptness, the corruption, and the evil nature of this system.
Got that right. So we're trying to bring justice to this system. And Warren, thank you so much. I'm coming back to you later, but I do want to say thank you. And also check out his show when you can. He always brings great knowledge and information. Thanks, Warren. All right, Stan, what you got? We're going to 0946 right after you, Stan.
Well, the brother is definitely correct. We got to watch, and we got to pray and put our prayers in working clothes because Satan is very wise and he's cunning. And the problem is the house slave.
Uh-oh.
Let's say it like that.
Uh-oh.
That sister and brother is off the hook. Their identity is wrapped up in white supremacy. You know, Malcolm talked about that. Master, we sick, Master. Master, our house caught on fire. You know, that's their identity. They can't help themselves. It's in them. That's where they are. But as original foundational men and women of the faith creators, we have to operate back to the same positions that we did in building pyramids and civilizations and operate from that perspective. We encourage that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we can't talk about mastering, being masters of the universe when we don't know how to operate from a position of dominion down here on earth.
You got that right.
White supremacy is what it is. It's greedy. It takes. It never gives or gives to get. And we have to realize that it's not over with. These brothers are going to just regroup and remap and come back again. That's what they're going to do. But we have to have our plan in of action to a place where we know never again.
And I
want to make it plain. I mean, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. I'm an independent thinker. And but I want to be open to the reality of what affects us as a people. And sometimes we feel we have to get in to fit in, or we have to cooperate with those oppressive powers to be able to survive. It's beyond that. It's beyond that. This is war. This is war. The Temptations talked about it way back. The ball of confusion. So we need to wake up.
I heard that, Stan. All right, we're going to 0946, but let me say this before we get there. Let's check this box. Trump has been defeated. The next one is to educate and defeat the House man and woman. Love y'all. Defeat racism, defeat corruption, and defeat white supremacy. How about that? That's a new agenda. It could be done.
That's right.
Let's get to work, people. I'm going 0946, and then after that, I'm sliding down to 3376, so be ready. Here we go. Marvin Rohn and Stan Macklin, 0946, you're alive.
Well, yes, I am happy today, and I think it's important that we understand what we're actually looking at. And the paradigm shift here is that black people came together.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Here's what I would like to say. The expletive in the black vote, when Joe Biden began his campaign, the black vote resurrected. So we have the power as the black vote to resurrect or reject.
That's right.
Now, when we're on the offensive side, then we can say, okay, you know what? We can either resurrect something, or on the defensive side, the black vote can block something. So I think what is important today is to recognize is that black folks came together, whether it was through osmosis, accident, or whatever. We came together against bigotry in this country. The black vote blocked bigotry.
Yes.
It blocked that was against women's rights, homophobia, reproductive rights, anti-patriotism. We in this country were the contributing factor that fought for the soul of this country, that we can say possibly we can continue to fight for the ideals of this country. So if anything, we've learned that we got a block as the black vote that can be utilized to either slow an agenda down or block an agenda, or even to resuscitate an agenda, because Biden was practically dead until, I think it was, North Carolina, South Carolina, basically came along and said, okay, we're going to give you
Philadelphia. Atlanta.
We're going to give you some.
Georgia.
We're going to give you some life. We're going to give you some life. And so we have some power here. It's just us recognizing now how to utilize that power to affect an agenda that is going to benefit us. So I would say the black vote needs to start benefiting black people. The black vote has the power to block. The black vote has the power to reject. The black vote has the power to resuscitate. So I think we've done something here. We can just wrap our mind around it. We've been talking about, can we just come together? Can we just come together? We had a record turnout of black people that showed up at the poll in the midst of a pandemic that is killing us.
What did you say?
That's killing us. We came out in the midst of that type of environment. So I am proud of us today as the black voting bloc of this country. I am proud that we said we're not standing for this. We're not taking this. We don't care who comes along, Trump voters.
Right.
We don't care who comes along and
says
they're going to steal the vote. We said, no, we are going out and we are going to participate. And if anything, I'll end with this, is that the black vote block that we did today was about the biggest participation practically in history for the black vote. We as black folks voted more this time than we did for Barack Obama.
Wow.
So you came out of the woodwork.
Come on,
we came out of the woodwork to support the beginning of a black agenda that is going to benefit black folks.
We knew how serious this thing was, sister. We knew.
Yes.
We knew.
Yes.
Even though the pandemic was basically killing us,
It is killing us.
Yes.
It did seem like it is toward people of color. The racial overtones and the unmerciful killing of unarmed black men in the streets, people's eyes came open. And after George Floyd, people realized, hey, enough is enough. This thing is serious. And I want to commend those individuals that came out into the streets and protested. I'm not talking about the agitators, but I'm talking about the protesters that peacefully protested and got the message across. Because now is the time that we must develop institutions that define our own
That's
reality.
Right.
So whatever the Democrats do or Republicans do, we know we can carry on. We
That's
got
right.
To.
That's right.
We got blockers now. We got a line, y'all. All we need now is a good quarterback and some receivers and a running back, and I think we can play this game. Thank you, sister. I'm coming back to you in a minute. Hey, great points. Great points. I'm telling you, Warren, wherever you are, I'm coming to back to you in a minute, but we're celebrating today. That sister was on fire, and she's exactly right. Stan, she
right.
is exactly right. And so I don't know if y'all are noticing, but turn on your TV and watch what the people are doing out in the streets celebrating
right.
in Washington, D.C.
Right.
We're going to celebrate today, Warren. Now,
That's
tomorrow,
right.
we're going to get back to work. But anyway, we're going down to 3376, saying, if you're ready, 3376, we're ready for you. Welcome to our show, Empowerment Network, 365 days. 3376, are you there?
Go ahead, caller.
All right. Well, I think they're listening. So I'm going down to 9016. I'll come back to you, 3376. You might want to add something. This is your show. All right. Here we go. 9016, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Talk to me, caller.
We hear you.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
Hey.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Doing well. Celebrate.
Going on. Fine show.
Yes.
We celebrated today. Yes. We thank the Lord. God is good. I've got to give it to him. Only God put him there. Believe that.
That's
God
right.
took one up and he put another one in. When one
yes,
show off and act up, the other one humble, he's going to put him there. God can
right,
remove
right.
you. He can put you. He can remove you. So our thing is, what my thought today on all of this is that when we speak about our black people doing this, our black people got to get back. If they got to get back what was taken from them, what
mm-hmm.
they let
mm-hmm.
get away from them, our businesses. We go back.
Okay.
I remember one of the brothers talking about the community. In the community,
mm-hmm.
we had stores. We had jewelry
yes,
stores. We
right.
had the had banks.
Mm-hmm.
We had all of those things, and we can get them back. Stop crying about being in slavery and start going back and getting what belongs
right.
to you. Take it back because it belongs to
yeah.
you. So we don't want to stay in the back. We got to move forward and get what belongs to us and stop all of this worrying about what the white man done to us or
mm.
what they're going to do. Because God
mm.
is in the move. You believe
mm-hmm.
that. The earth is the
mm.
Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that
right.
dwell there within. Everything belongs to him, and he can do whatever
mm-hmm.
he wants to do in this earth.
That's
so
right.
he allowed us to have a new president. We
All
saw
right.
We had a Saul in the place, in the house. We had a Saul there. Anybody know about Saul and how he was so puffed up? Knowing that he
mm-hmm.
can be, he is king and he can do whatever he want
right.
to do, God saw all of that and he saw all
mm-hmm.
of this from our leader. So he decided to move just like he moved Saul out and put David in. When he moved Saul out that we have in the White House now, he going to put a humble David. And if he act up, he got to go too. So
That's right.
God is the main source that when we have a leader in the house, he is the one that put him there. So let us stop worrying about what's going to happen here.
Mm.
Let us rejoice today. And let us go on believing that God is still in control, in charge. So be blessed.
All right.
and let us rejoice. And I know they are dancing in the street because I feel like dancing in the street myself for the work, the handwork that has been taking place, and that's by our Almighty God.
All right. Mm.
So black people,
all right,
get your business back. Step up and get your business back. Don't stay in the back. Go back and get your businesses. Start your businesses and do whatever. The education, we get our schools back. We can do all these things. It's up to us. And we keep on saying the white man took it, the white man. No, let us stop all of that and start forward and get it back ourselves. That's all
right.
I got to say.
All right. Thank you. She on fire today,
a wonderful show. Y'all have a wonderful show going on out there. And continue to bless the people with knowledge.
All right.
Have a good day. I'm still on the line.
All right.
I'll be right here. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Wow, she laid it down. She said, go back and get them businesses. Don't blame it on the white people no more. That's over with.
No.
Stay in and stop trying to get in to fit in. That's over with. It's our time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is one of the first steps. But let's go back. I want to go back to a flashpoint in your minds. Charlottesville was a flashpoint, right? That was the kickoff, right?
Yeah.
And then we moved into the pandemic, right? Along
with
all the Trump tweets and all the things that he did. The pandemic stopped us. It slowed us down to where we could stop rushing around so much to get in and fit in and try to survive to be able to watch this man lose his life. The brother said it takes 8 minutes and so many seconds for your blood to circulate through, but that was the same amount of time for him to choke George Floyd out, right? And so once that happened, young people saw that and took to the streets. Those same young people got out there and voted. If we had kept on as business as usual without this pandemic, right, it wouldn't have had the same impact. These people voted. Our people voted. Our country voted like never before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying,
right,
I'm proud to live in this moment right here, right? And we can see it all as we want to. But let's take a step back to look at the vote in a pandemic. The people who sacrificed their time to go and tabulate those votes, and even under tremendous pressure to get it right, with sometimes threats of their lives, that our people stood up and said, at least it may not be right, so we can fight for corruption, but they fought for democracy, right? If we're going to live here, we got a chance to get it right. So let's begin today. What you got, Stan?
Well, we have to go beyond the vote. The vote is our constitutional right, is the exercise of our citizenship. But it don't stop there. What do we do? And so now that we have accomplished that, we go to the next level, and we have to build. We have to build. We have to build institutions. We have to have the resources to sustain our agenda.
That's
you
right.
You got to do that. If we don't do that, then we're allowing our welfare and we're operating off of somebody else's script. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. We are operators and engineers and architects of civilization. So just return back to our original position. That's that, just that. And that's what we do. And that's what we got to do. It's imperative.
That is so important, and that's empowerment. And I do want to add this. It is a tremendous position that we're in. And to have a female black president, right, think about Trump's slavery now, right? We've come a long way, and I don't think we want to miss the point here. We had our black male president in Obama, right? Maybe not our homegrown, but they there. Right? At least the doors are opening. Opportunity is there. Let's start educating our young people and running them up the flagpole so they can participate in this political process. I'm going back to 9282, Stan. 9282, are you there?
Go ahead.
Yes, I am.
All right, brother. What you got? We had a whole beautiful dialogue. We danced, we sang, we praised, we worship. What you got?
I hear you. I hear you. I'm just going to say, I'm piggybacking on something Brother Stan said that I've said earlier myself. For us to change anything in this world and this universe and all that, it must first start with us as individuals.
That's right.
We have to, regardless of what everybody else is doing, everybody else is saying, and because there's an old Temptation song, not originally Temptations, but I like it best by the Temptation, that's called The Impossible Dream, to dream the impossible dream.
Come on, bro.
Our unity is my impossible dream. If you listen to that song, think about me when I'm talking about the impossible dream is black folks coming together as a people. And I'll say this. As you search your soul, each one of us as individuals, ask yourself, are you doing the right thing for us as a people?
That's right.
We all must ask ourselves that. Forget dancing in the street behind Kamala, behind Joe, behind it. We've got to understand the totality of this system. Now, we've been dancing in the street for over 400 years with so-called freedom. With so-called,
right.
We done been there. We got this. We done kept hope alive. We done supported everybody. We done. Understand that process. We got two parties, Democrat and Republicans, both white people. We got one group of white people who say they like us and they don't want to treat us bad enough, but we got to understand our hateful brothers on the other side that have been doing all these things to destroy us. And they brothers are wrong, but they not like they brothers. And if you just trust in them, then they eventually going to get their brothers to do the right thing and come along.
Mm-hmm.
Just have faith in them and keep this thing going. That's the system, y'all. So I'm saying just ask yourself, am I doing the right thing for my people by continuing to tell them or perpetuate this system and how we can make this system better, this democracy, this republic, this whatever they call the damn thing? Can I, just ask yourself this question. I don't know if you're right or wrong. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. But we got to ask ourselves. Start with yourself like I'm starting with myself. Am I doing the right thing for my people and by my people by leading them down this road? It's like Stan mentioned earlier, too, about the house niggas. I call them what it's supposed to be called, house niggas. He used a political correct term and said house slaves. Okay, well, I was like, house niggas, okay? We got the house niggas are deadly to us as a people. We got to make sure we not house niggas.
That's right.
You know, am I picking up this banter and running with it and bringing death and destruction to my own? Because, and I go back to this, my son going to kill me if you hear me say this, but my son made a statement at a meeting I was at the other day, and when I heard him make it, I said, boy, that sounds selfish. I said, that sounds selfish. And I think that's what we have to ask ourselves, too, when we evaluate ourselves. Selfish? Well, he just what he wanted to be. You know, we're in a movement. This is a group I'm meeting with, the movement. And he made a statement that he wants to be the first in Richmond.
Well, okay.
That's selfish. And it's not about selfish. It's not about oneself. It's about us. And I'm going to do my damnedest, me personally, not to lead my people on the wrong path, even if it costs me my life. You know, I'm not doing that. You know, I've been seeing all these shows, all these dances, all these jumping up and down and hallelujahs and Jesus saved us all. The Lord stepped in and he did this and the Lord did this. You know, no, he didn't. The white man did it. You know, we've got to be honest with ourselves and say, am I doing the right thing for us as a people? You know, it's just that's why I am, brother. You know, it's like, come on.
Okay.
This system has been in place for over 400 years, man.
It's changed a whole lot, though. It's changed a whole lot.
How has it changed, though?
We can vote.
It has been suppressed. It has been,
we can vote.
It has been suppressed.
We can walk the streets freely.
Let me ask this, brother. Let me ask this question. Did it change for the betterment of you on us, or did it change for the betterment of the system? You know, like I said weeks ago, part of the strategy of the system was to deny you things that they wanted you to have to begin with and make you fight for those things that they wanted you to have to begin with. But they just wanted you to fight for them and to beg for them, the right to vote,
mm-hmm.
the right to do this, the right to sit in the front of the bus next to white folk, the right to sit in the same restaurant with white folk, but first were denied to you, the right to date a white woman or a white man, things they wanted you to have to begin with, but they made you fight for it, thinking that it gave you something that you and you have in progress. Hey, you were a slave, man. They destroyed you from the beginning. Now they're telling you that these are the things you got to fight for. The right to vote, the right to sit next to white folks on the bus, the right to eat in a restaurant with white folks, the same restaurant that white folks can eat in, to play golf at a country club with white folks. They wanted you to have those things to begin with. They just made it look like they didn't. So that's where your struggle is, instead of you fighting for your freedom and to get away from them to begin with. No, they made us fight to integrate. Denied us things that they wanted us to have all along. We've got to be aware. This man is treacherous, man. He ain't playing no games with us. That plantation mentality, that Willie Lynch mentality, he destroyed our minds. We got to understand that. And now we run around, it's just a great day. Oh, look at it. You know, it's just, but ask yourself. That's all I'm saying. Ask yourself. Man. Be the one.
I heard that.
Well, after
all right, brother.
Lincoln,
thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After Lincoln was able to successfully engineer the passage of the 13th Amendment, he got shot in the head. Okay, he got shot in the head. You hear that? After Martin Luther, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King spoke out against the Vietnam War, they shot him in the head. Okay. These people are murderers. They got blood on their hands. It's reality. That started way back in terms of the foundation of this country with the native, our native brothers and sisters. So they got blood on them, okay? And I ain't talking about no blood brothers. I'm talking about the treachery that they are composed of. But we as a people, we have to be wise as a serpent, okay? And we have to develop our own institution. When we got our own institution, we can share our resources. We can work together. We can build. We can produce. We can engineer our destiny. When we're so confined and just trying to get in to fit in, that's limitations, and we got to stop that. Stop that. So there's been an accomplishment, but that's for Biden. Yes, 4 years of what we went through with this clown in office. I hate to say it because he wasn't deputy for a presidential. I say boldly, you're fired, and you
let
fired
go,
yourself.
Stan. Let him
you
go.
Fired yourself. Fired yourself. So now we go on, because starting next Saturday, I ain't got nothing else to say about this stuff. It's over with. I'm about building and developing institutions that define our own reality. If we can't do that, we need to shut down this doggone Empowerment 360 and get in, try to get in to fit in.
I heard that. I will say this, right? We live here, right? And as long as we live here and until somebody else comes with a strategy, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I'm not in opposition. This is my opinion. We all live here. And if we don't have no ships to go nowhere or no airplanes to take us to a destination where we can create our own reality, then we got to work from where we are. And we're going to have to work to make wherever our kids live and grow up better. And we don't have to go to their restaurants. We don't have to ride on their buses anymore. We had our own buses, gave them in.
Right.
Right. That's so right. We can develop again. We don't have to, we can sit in the front seat on our own buses.
Okay.
We can have our own schools, right? We
go.
Can coexist in this country. And I'm saying, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to give up what our ancestors put their stamp on. They built it for us. They didn't build it for them. That's all I'm saying. Warren, I'm coming to you.
I just want to say that at the end of the day, Black people are human. We're not superhuman. So we react to things like being mistreated and being treated to the nice person. It's just a human thing. People felt that the last 4 years was horrible and that now there's just a better fresh air coming in the room.
Beautiful.
It doesn't mean we believe we're on our way to glory or to freedom. We're just saying we kind of want it to be boring under our oppression, maybe, while we address it, because it was just horrible. Now, Sister talked about the unity in this effort, but what I was trying to point out when I focused on how the right wing has penetrated the community, they are slowly peeling away that cohesion in the electoral process. In fact, I read an article that Trump's support among Black voters have increased to 12%, which is up from what he did in 2012. So you're looking at, if there's no substantial improvement in African Americans' relationship with various power elements in the Democratic/liberal wing of the ideological view, you're going to see another percentage of disgruntled Black people be peeled away like they were doing. And a lot of these people are young people whose mind they got with this Trump 2020. A lot of them, because a lot of this initiative was waged on the battlefield of social media. And so it's a lot of work to be done. I mean, the Democratic Party really has to rebuild itself like you rebuild a transmission. Because Biden, the Senate, the Democrats didn't take over the Senate like they projected that they would.
Right.
So it's going to be a rough thing. And so you're going to have midterm elections in 2022. Now, that's on the political electoral thing. But in the meantime, African Americans across the United States landmass have to develop an agenda, no matter who else it
that's
is.
That's right.
That this is not compromising on our part. So this is what we have to do. We have to be multitask. The multitask is, you can participate in electoral politics. There's nothing wrong with that. And you can also do self-determination. You see? So it's a multitask thing.
There is no one clear path to freedom, y'all. Not at all. Thank you, Warren. I appreciate you, brother. And remember to join into a show. You want to tell them again before you go, what your show is and what it's all about. And then I'm going to go over to Brother George.
Yeah, my show is called New Orleans Wake Up. And what I do is bring New Orleans to the larger issue of Black survival in an intense global anti-African environment. We provide a local, national, and pan-Africanist global critical analysis and commentary on a variety of subject matters and how they relate to the Black experience.
All right. Thank you, Warren. Check him out. We appreciate you, brother. Always bringing some wisdom to the show. All right. We're going to slide on over to Brother George. Brother George, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right.
I just wanted to say that I realized that we're in a war, and this was a battle. And any time that a very significant group of Black people set out to do something together, we accomplish it, I'm going to celebrate my victories, you know, on the campaign to you know, the ultimate one. You know, but for right now, I'm taking this as a victory
right.
because we set out as a people to get him out of that office, you know, because of the kind of things that he was doing that was detrimental to our people. Now that gives us a chance to set up camp and do some more things because we see the realities of what life is going to be in this country. And it just, you know, it gives us some leverage to you know, to reestablish and reset, you know, what the parameters are going to be. So I just take it as that, you know. And from here, I'm going to continue to do the things that I've been doing in the community, working to try to wake our people up. Each time I try to give some information out of a different book, which is kind of a suggestion that, you know, might want to read that book, you know, but I know that we're running out of time.
All right. Well, we're going to go a few minutes over. All right. Thank you, Brother George. We're going to go a few minutes over. 0946. What you got?
Yes. I am continuing, I agree with Brother George, to celebrate a victory that black people came together. And I think at this point it's an opportunity to find a way to continue to galvanize around this unity that happened. We got on the same page at the same time. And that is miraculous for us, and especially in the midst of a pandemic. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, a phenomenon has happened. Let's analyze it. Let's see what happened so that we can repeat what we did in this pandemic. Because if we don't understand what happened right now, we won't be able to duplicate it. So I just want us to think about that the most important thing was is that people understood the power of one. People understood the power of just one. It wasn't about 100,000. It was about me individually making a choice. How am I going to organize? How am I going to strategize to make sure that my vote gets counted in this election? And the power of one. And so just like there's many paths to freedom. Everyone has great ideas. If people would just begin to act on those ideas and not wait for a whole conglomerate of people to gather around it, but just find a few that are saying, you know what, I agree with you. I like what you're talking about, and begin to work toward that freedom line, then I think that we will begin to see more happen. I think part of the fantasy is that somehow we're going to all come together around one specific issue, and that's not going to happen. So I think what we learned in this vote here was that it was about platforms, not necessarily an idea, but it was against the bigotry that was happening in this country and how it was affecting us. And so if we could start thinking in terms of when I do this and when I vote, how will it affect black people at large? So I think that once again, and I'll end with this, is just take this opportunity to celebrate that black people got on the same page in the midst of all kind of obstacles. We got on the same page, even with all this Trump supporter and all this craziness and people talking about black men voting for Trump and younger black people voting for Trump. We got on the same page, and I am so proud of that. So I just think if we could relish, if we could gather around that, that we actually did something on a unified level in the midst of severe opposition, then if we can do it one time, then we can do it two times, and if we can do it two times, we can do it three times.
So all right. All right. Thank you, sister.
Brother Ron, here's the main thing. What was at stake was democracy. This brother, he had no respect for democracy whatsoever. Democracy is about inclusion. It's about people of color. It's about LGBTQ. It's about people of diversity. It's about equity. That's what was at stake when he said the soul of this nation. This nation gives us as black people the right to participate in this government. And so that's what we were able to overcome by getting on the same page that the sister said. Now we don't. Now that we fought for that, we preserved it. Where do we go from here? And what I keep saying is, let's build our institutions to define our own reality. Even if democracy is challenged like this again, we can have democracy going on in our institutions that we can sustain ourselves.
All right, I heard that. And quickly, let's slide on over to 2258. 2258, you're live and you're on the air. Marvin Rone and Stan Macklin.
Yeah, I'd just like to say it's a step, but we still got a lot of work to do.
True.
I mean, there's still a lot of work. We still got to bring up the young leaders. We got
true.
We got to establish young leaders, and the old leaders have to mentor these young leaders too. Also,
that's true. Great point. Anything else you want to share?
And they, other than they're upset that they're losing their white way of life, that's it.
There you go.
Well, it got to go. Thank you, brother. The old guard is moving on. It's our time, y'all. You just got to know it. We want to thank y'all for listening today. Stan, you got any final words before we get out of here?
Now than ever before, we must be vigilant. We must be alert. We must be focused. Don't just stop at the vote. We fought for and we were able to preserve our democracy that was being challenged. Now let's go on to the next level. Let's do it together.
All right. All right. And lastly, I'd like to thank all the listeners for listening to this show. You make it what it is by calling in and even by listening and going on demand. On demand listens are very high. So thank you all for listening. Go out and do something in your community. And even if you don't do anything, think about what you can do. That's a start. Let's begin to be the change that we want to see by starting with ourselves. And like my brother said, become the one. We'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you so much, Stan, and all the rest of the crew. Peace and blessings.